Midterm elections are coming, and Democrats aren't bragging about passing that health care bill.
Arguably one of the most significant pieces of legislation in years, addressing an issue that's plagued Congress since the days of Teddy Roosevelt. So why not toot their horns?
Perhaps because much of the bill hasn't even taken effect yet. Won't until 2014. And this upcoming election will be the first chance to take Americans' temperature.
A couple of important provisions kick in today, though. They're ones that help children and students retain their benefits.
Grab the college students and the kid vote. That'll be huge.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, September 23rd. Good morning from Denver. I am out here in Colorado at the our member station KUVO and KVJZ.
Are you having fun with the great folks there at those stations?
I am. It's kind of early, but actually they're pretty cheerful.
Yeah, well, say hi to all of them for me. And let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. Right at the top, the health care plan. Many measures from the federal health care bill go into effect today. President Obama signed the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act exactly 6 months ago. Measures preventing insurers from excluding children with pre-existing medical conditions and from imposing lifetime limits on benefits all start today.
And for more details, we have our Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick with us. Todd, it appears that there's some consumer protection provisions that go into effect today, but there are lots of them that affect young people.
That's right. Young people, let's say people under 26. It used to be if you were a minor on your parents' insurance when you turned 18 and you were out of the house, that was it. After today, you can stay on till 26. That's going to be popular with college kids and kids trying to find work after school. For children also with chronic conditions, they can't be kicked off their insurance either. And one of the big provisions as far as kids is concerned is that nobody can be kicked off their insurance if they get sick. Even kids who cross over the threshold from minor to adult status, if they're sick with a major condition, insurance companies can't kick you off of their insurance. There are others, but those are some of the big ones as far as that's concerned.
Well, can you answer this question that we just asked a moment ago? Why are the Democrats not bragging about passing this legislation?
Because the legislation is no longer popular, Celeste. More than 50% of the voting public has a negative view of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Okay, Todd Zwillick, stay with us. We're going to be talking more about these provisions that actually take effect today. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Exploiting that negative view, potentially, a pledge to America is what House Republicans are calling their latest legislative blueprint rolling out today. It's a broad plan to extend Bush-era tax cuts, cancel unspent funds from the economic stimulus, end government control of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and repeal provisions of that health care act we were just talking about. 16 years after the party's keystone contract with America, Republicans will formally unveil this pledge to America in a humble Virginia hardware store today.
Also today, the Department of Defense announced the identities of 9 NATO soldiers killed in a helicopter crash earlier this week. All were American. 5 were from Kentucky's Fort Campbell. An attack on a NATO outpost in Afghanistan yesterday left as many as 30 militants dead, NATO officials said.
And let's take a look at markets around the nation. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are way up. The Dow's going to get underway at 10,739. The S&P opens at 1,134. The Nasdaq begins trading a little later this morning at 2334. So one of your favorite authors is going to be the focus on the program this morning, right, Celeste?
That's right. I mean, a lot of people know his movies for sure. I don't know how many of them actually read the books that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or Matilda or the Fantastic Mr. Fox are based on, but we will be talking about the very first authorized biography of Roald Dahl.
Who wrote about 100,000 books, it seems.
A billion.
And had a very bizarre life. But first, we're going to talk about the new provisions of the president's health care bill that go into effect today. What will they change for you? Look at your fine print, open your bills. We'll explain it all in just a few minutes.